This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting December 8th, 2010. The El Paso Rhinos finish out the 2010 portion of this year's schedule at the annual Western States Hockey League Showcase next week in Las Vegas. And it's called Showcase for a very important reason. The college scouts will be there. And on top of that, the Rhinos of the Midwest Division will play teams from the Western Division of the WSHL. And for more on what the players think about the big upcoming showcase, let's head out to the El Paso Rhinos Training Center. Frankie Pasilico, you've been to the showcase before. How important is this for the development of your career?
It's a pretty important impact in my career, only because there's going to be a lot of scouts there and there's going to be a lot of opportunity to do things well. But other than that, this just basically comes down to if the team plays well, we'll all play well.
Yourself, anything special that you plan on doing to state your case as to why you should advance in the world of hockey?
Nothing too much different. Mostly just trying to keep everything the way I usually do things, not get myself too worked up about it, and just make sure I play well.
Todd Thomas, first year in El Paso, first year going to this showcase. Your thoughts about what you intend, the statement you intend to make when you're out there in Las Vegas?
Really just plan, like Frank said, to just kind of play simple, play how we usually play, and, just as a team aspect, I guess, go to show that we're one of the best teams in the league, you know, playing the other conference, and, you know, hopefully we come out on top.
When you take a look at the many years you have had, probably more than half your life skating and playing hockey, as the focus, the statement that you want to make as to why a higher level of hockey would want to take a look at you, maybe a school or beyond, what are your thoughts?
That'd be a great opportunity to definitely go on to the next level and play, college or, you know, whatever's beyond that. But, as far as trying to do extra, you know, you just you really want to try and just do what it takes to win. And if you win, you know, scouts will notice that.
Okay, and also, Vinny Bone, you've been through this before, and your thoughts as to, for yourself, the thoughts as you jump on the ice out there in Las Vegas and against some teams that you really haven't seen before?
Just come out and play our systems. I mean, they've been working for us as of late, and, it's four league games, so these games count towards our record, and that's the main priority right now.
Yourself, what are your thoughts about the statement you, as a player, this guy number two, wants to make? You know you got, and to borrow the famous line from the movie Slapshot, scouts, you know they're there.
I'll just come out. I mean, my role on the team is to make sure the other team doesn't score. So, I mean, like Frankie and Todd said, there's going to be scouts there, and I think if I do the little things right, like blocking shots, making good passes, making good choices with the puck, I think I'll be fine.
Vinny, what difference does it make to you that out there you are going to see teams that you've not seen yet this season? You've been around the Midwest Division. You know who's going to do what, okay? Now you're out there. How's that affect you when you see these totally different teams?
Not too much, honestly. I mean, we work hard in practice every day, and coach makes sure, you know, that we are working hard. So, I mean, we try to have the other teams worry about us and not the other way around.
Todd, as your game develops, you're doing quite well in the draw. We've seen that. You're winning a lot of them. You're doing quite well as to getting into the play, the scoring. You're one of the scoring leaders on the team. All this coming together out in Las Vegas, to what extent do you think you can take that, those strengths of your game, and show other teams? Because there is always that chance, and we hope it happens, that in about 2.5 months you're going to play somebody from the West for all the marbles.
It definitely is a good opportunity to show the teams in the West, you know, that what we can do, and maybe put a little fear into them if we play hard, and maybe show them that we got a little more than they can handle, and that'd just be a good message to send here in December.
What about the conditioning you've been through? Because the format out there is you're playing at different times of the day. You guys will have just gotten off a very long bus ride. You're into a different time zone. All kinds of things are going on out there. The importance of the conditioning, and I can tell the fans listening to this broadcast, I've seen what you guys go through in practice. And fans, you don't want to be down there on the ice practicing like these guys. So how important, Todd, is that conditioning?
It's real important. It'll be very important when we get out there because, like you said, we'll probably have our bus legs and, it'll kind of be a tough sledding, but that's why we do that stuff in practice. So when it comes time for that, we're ready.
Let's take a look, Frankie, at the games itself because something is different in this format. You're not playing three 20-minute periods. As I understand it, it's two periods of 25 minutes. As a player, how does that affect the strategy? You're a leader on this team. How does it affect what you're telling the other guys, how to keep the stamina going? What changes in the game when it's two times 25 periods?
Well, first off, it's, I think, 10 minutes less, if my math is correct. So it's a shorter period of time to score or defend more goals. But in the most part, you're actually playing 5 minutes more a period than you usually would. So that's where our conditioning comes in. We're going to have those extra legs and those extra 5 minutes where teams aren't going to have.
As you take a look at the strengths, you're a veteran of this team. The strengths that go into what the El Paso Rhinos will put on the ice at the Western States Hockey League at the showcase. What if you were to do the billboard, so to speak, what are you going to say are the strengths of this team coming in?
We're just going to be nonstop, always moving our feet, 110% every game. That's it. We should win every game, I think.
Well, I know the fans in El Paso sure hope all you guys win the game. By any chance, any parents coming out from among the three of you who will see the showcase? Vinny, you're nodding yes. What state they coming from?
Florida.
It's going to be one warm climate to another. How important is this for the parents to see the investment that they have in their sons playing for the Rhinos?
I mean, my parents are happy that I'm here, and, they're happy with Corey. And, I mean, I think it's important for all the families to see that their kids are all working hard. And, what better place to watch them play than Vegas, I guess.
Well, you got a lot of fun there. I think for you guys, this is more work than play. The fans may have some other thoughts to it. Want to wrap it up this way, having a little bit of fun with you guys. As we all know, and I am saying this tongue-in-cheek, hockey is not a superstitious game. Never was, never is. We know otherwise. You're tapping the goalie a certain way. You're doing certain things. Vinny, you're laughing the most about it. What's going to be the thing that you're going to do to maybe just make sure that luck is going your way?
A lot of guys that sit by me in the locker room, they know I don't talk very much before a game, so I don't think I'll talk at all during before the game. And we're very plays. When we score a goal, we give each other a low five, and I know that's one superstition we have. And I like to just tell the guys good job after a period, and me and Benson, we give each other a really high five. So I mean there's little things, but it's like you said, it's not really superstition.
But it's nearly superstition. Yeah. Todd Thomas, yourself, what are something special you're going to do? I mean, people say you're going to tap the goalie during the warm-up, or what's going to happen?
Myself, I really don't have too many superstitions, maybe more just habits. But I guess, just stick to what's been working for me. Do the same warm-up that I usually do and stuff like that, and I think I should be all right.
Frankie, yourself, as we know, you don't say too much down on the ice. Yeah, right, But on the other hand, what about you to add a little spark, a little salsa, and a little luck?
Before every game, Todd always buys me a candy bar, and I make sure he tastes my stick a certain way. But besides that, that's our superstition we have together. So I make sure every time before every game, Todd always been tasting my stick. So that's really my only superstition I have.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you now have gained an insight as those little nuances, and these guys are laughing like crazy, of this real success story behind a successful hockey team. Everything from buying the candy bar, taping the skates, keeping quiet in the locker room, Vinny. But all you guys, as a team and as individuals, as you work to progress your career, the sports fans here in El Paso wish you the best of luck in the upcoming showcase. And just looking at the expressions on you guys, how I wish this was television, Does anybody want to help me close this program?
Nope. Are you
gonna... No?
Todd, I think Todd should do it.
I mean, Frank knows pretty well. He's the one that taught me.
Yeah, but I think Todd should do it. I mean, I got kind of thrown in without knowing, so I think Todd should.
Or do you want me to do the work?
I think Todd should do it. Todd should do it with this.
Okay, so the usual close on a count of three. One, two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening to Rhino Hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, they're getting better as we go. And next year's showcase, they can actually do the whole broadcast. But no, seriously, guys, thanks for being here. We're at the Practice Center. Good luck, and good luck in Las Vegas.